Ladybird Readers. The Boy Who Shouted Wolf. Picture words. Jack. Jill. Father. Mother. Grandmother. The villagers. Wool. Knock. Play tricks. Wolf. Tell a lie. Tell the truth. Jack lived on a farm with his mother and father, his grandmother and his sister, Jill. All the family helped on the farm. They worked hard, but they were happy. There were fruit trees and a garden where the family grew vegetables. They had a cow, which gave them milk. They had chickens, which gave them eggs. In the fields near their farm, they had lots of sheep, which gave them wool. The farm was near a village. The people from the village were friends with the farmers and their families. They worked together in the summer. They looked after the village in the winter. The children played together, and there was always a big party when young people got married. Jack was usually a good boy, but sometimes he was naughty. He loved playing tricks. He knocked on people's doors and ran away. The people soon became angry, and Jack stopped knocking on their doors. Jack played lots of tricks on his family. He put apples and potatoes in Jill's bed. She was surprised when she tried to sleep. One day, Jack sat down next to the cow and waited for his grandmother. When she came, he said, "Hello!" in a loud, low voice.
"Help!" his grandmother screamed. "The cow is talking to me!"
One night, when his family were all asleep, Jack pushed grass inside their shoes. In the morning, they were surprised when they got dressed.
"Why can't I put my feet in my shoes?" Jill thought.
"Are these my shoes?"
his grandmother thought.
"Are my shoes smaller today?"
his mother thought.
"Are my feet bigger today?"
his father thought. One day, Jack's father asked him to look after the sheep.
"It is an important job, Jack," he said. "You must look after our sheep and the other sheep too. There are wolves in the hills. They're dangerous. If you see a wolf, shout, 'Wolf!' and the villagers will come to help you."
When Jack was watching the sheep, he became bored. He tried to have fun. He sang. He stood on his head. But he was still bored.
"I have an idea," he thought. "I am going to play a trick on the villagers."
He put his hands to his mouth and shouted,
"Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!"
When they heard "wolf," the people all ran up the hill.
"Where is the wolf?"
said Jack's father.
"There isn't a wolf," said Jack, laughing. "I wanted to play a trick."
"Don't do that again,"
said Jack's father.
If there isn't a wolf, don't shout wolf.
The villagers and the farmers all turned around and walked back down the hill.
Jack is a naughty boy, said a villager to Jack's father.
He is usually a good boy, said Jack's father.
A few weeks later, Jack was bored again. He ran after rabbits. He climbed trees. He threw stones, but he was still bored.
I know, he thought, smiling.
He put his hands to his mouth and shouted,
Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!
When they heard wolf again, the people all ran up the hill.
Where's the wolf? Said the people.
I was playing a trick, said Jack, laughing.
There isn't a wolf.
Jack's family was angry. The people were angry. They shouted at Jack.
Never shout wolf if there isn't a wolf. Never. Don't tell lies.
I'm sorry, said Jack.
The people all went back to their work. They were very angry with Jack.
I'm never going to be naughty again, thought Jack.
Jack is a really naughty boy, said the villagers to Jack's father. I'm sorry, said Jack's father. He isn't going to do it again, I'm sure.
A few weeks later, Jack was sitting on a wall, watching the sheep. Suddenly, he saw a wolf. It was walking slowly and quietly towards the sheep. It was winter, and the wolf was hungry, very hungry. Jack jumped onto the wall and shouted,
Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!
In the village and on the farms, people heard Jack shouting, Wolf! This time, they didn't run.
Jack is playing a trick again, they said.
In the field, the wolf came nearer and nearer to the sheep. Jack shouted louder and louder, but nobody came to help. The wolf jumped on one of the sheep. His mouth was open wide. The other sheep ran out of the field, far away. Jack ran down the hill to the village.
Didn't you hear me? He said. Why didn't you come? There's a wolf up there. It has eaten one of our sheep. The other sheep have run away.
First, people were angry with Jack. Then they felt sorry for him.
Jack, said his father, if you tell lies, people won't listen when you tell the truth.
I understand now, said Jack. I'm sorry.
Ladybird Readers, The Boy Who Shouted Wolf. Read by Rob Holman. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2021.